speech and freedom of assembly and freedom of religion and right for guns. And yet, for some reason, we never decided that what really truly supports our lives, which is the environment and the ecology of the planet, should also be considered fundamental rights.
Almost as if our country was founded on a fatal...
A different agenda.
Yeah. We'll maybe just say that for now. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck, and please keep us posted as this moves along. I'd love to have you back for any updates.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Linda. Take care. And that's it for this episode of Coast Range Radio. You can find all of our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your local community radio station, hopefully, or at our website, coastrange.org. I would love it if you would make sharing Coast Range Radio one of your New Year's resolutions. We'll be back in a couple weeks, and thank you so much for listening to Coast Range Radio.
Granny D. I'm talking from KBOO, Portland. I come from Dublin, New Hampshire, and I go across the country working for public funding at the state level. And I often hear about KBOO on my email. It is often mentioned as one of the most progressive and daring stations that we have in this country. They are not afraid to tell you the truth. So tune in to KBOO Portland and get the real word.
Hey, KBOO listeners. You want to tune in to PDX Progressive Talk Radio every fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m., where we do a deep dive into issues that matter most to our community. Every month, we're taking on homelessness, community policing, supporting local small businesses, and so much more. We're here to foster solutions and move progressive change. Brought to you by our dedicated team, me, Sherry Morish, and our host, Moses Ross, this show is your go-to for progressive dialogue and local action. Don't miss out on the conversations that are shaping Portland and the Pacific Northwest. Join us on PDX Progressive Talk Radio every fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. right here on KBOO, where together, we're the voice of change.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Labor Radio. Of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm Jamie Partridge, and this is an introduction to interviews on the picket line of Providence caregivers on strike at Providence St. Vincent's in Beaverton and Providence Seaside with myself and my co-host Laura Wadlin.
What's your name and job?
My name is Robin Richards, and I'm a board-certified physician specialized in obstetrics and gynecology.
My name is Ryan Foster, and I am a nurse, registered nurse with Providence Women's Clinic.
My name is Betsy Capranis. I am a registered nurse here at St. Vincent in the perinatal special care unit.
Hi, my name is Lynn McFarland. I'm a registered nurse on the neonatal intensive care unit. I am a designated night shift worker.
So, first day of an indefinite strike, how are you guys feeling?
Optimistic.
Okay, why is that?
Because they've got a cave eventually.
I am grateful for the support that we have in the united front that we're showing on the line amongst our colleagues and our physicians and our providers. It's definitely kind of invigorating.
I'm just proud of everybody that showed up because there's a reason we're doing this, and it's really about the patients. And my husband was recently in the hospital, and this is about everybody. It's not just about finances. It's about who you're going to attract to be your bedside nurse, who's the multidisciplinary group. So this is bigger than just money, which is what Providence is trying to say. This is not why we're here.
Great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty angry. I'm feeling pretty appalled that Providence has let it get to this point. There's been about 6 hours of bargaining this week, and I am shocked by that, and I think that's incredibly reckless.
That's not enough.
They should be bargaining as much as they are awake.
And to clarify, they've been bargaining for those 6 hours with only two of the 11 contracts that are up right now.
Why do you think they're doing that?
They chose to only chose to only go back to the table with the Providence Women's Clinic physicians and nurses because they have openly said that they cannot replace the physicians and providers, but they do have the nurses covered, so yeah.
So how did you all get to this point? How did it get to the point of a strike? What's been going on?
Well, we walked out, first of all, for a five-day strike, and then from there we really tried to negotiate, and it just seemed like either side, we just weren't able to hear what each other needed. But then it really, in my opinion, continued to spiral out of control. And what we're trying to say is, and everybody knows it, it's not our fault. Like today in the advertisement, it was said that surgeries were canceled, and it was due to people walking out, and that we need to get back to the bedside and just accept the contract. But the amount of money it takes to work in the medical industry, that you need to pay back all of those student loans, and you want better nurse-patient ratio, you want intelligent people to be working with you. And so it takes a group, and that's what we're asking for. We want the best people to be next to us, working with us on our family members and your family members. So it's really a no-brainer. And who is making the money? It is the upper people. They've got all their bonuses. They have everybody. I'm going to retire in 2 years. So for me, it's like a moot point, but I am here for all my coworkers that are going to be here for 10, 20, 30 years. And I want to be well taken care of. I want my mom to be well taken care of, right? This is what you want. This is not about money. This is about keeping the medical field going, and we've all seen what's going on around the country. There's a reason nurses, and now the doctors are striking. Why is this the first time that doctors are striking? It's got to wake up the public, and I would be afraid if I was the community. I would say, Providence, get back to the table and figure it out.
Yeah, and I would say one of the biggest reasons that we're here is the transformation of healthcare into business. And I have always felt since the day I became a nurse that there is no business for business in healthcare. Like, we should not be profiting off of people's illnesses and vulnerable states. Like, it's absolutely absurd. And so the system has continued to ask for more and take more and not give to us as their employees and the care providers of the people and to the patients. That's who is missing out, and Providence is not missing out. They are a billion-dollar healthcare corporation, multi-billion-dollar.
So this is the first doctor strike in Oregon history. How are you feeling being a part of that? What do you think drove your colleague physicians to be part of this?
Yeah, so there's just been this ongoing trajectory where to make more money is really the only reason I could see for it. They're just driving up patient volumes. They need more patient throughput. Our patient volumes are going up exponentially, and yet our staffing is staying exactly the same. In fact, we're losing good people because there's better contracts right here locally in the Portland metro area. So we're taking care of more patients with less qualified staff, and it's getting dangerous. And as a physician, it's really hard to walk out on patients. I took an oath. I don't want to cause any harm, but this is a bigger harm that we have to fight up against. It's a responsibility to take action. And also, we've worked through the COVID pandemic, and, you know, it's always about medicine being a calling, and it is, and it's a privilege to take care of people, but with the corporatization of these medical facilities, we are feeling, especially off the wings of COVID, we made so many sacrifices in COVID. We sacrificed our own health, we sacrificed the health of our families, and we started to really feel used and commoditized. There was no administrative leadership down on the ground floor with us in COVID, and we just need to start looking out for ourselves and our patients, and we realize like no one else really is.
Yeah, that was so well said. That is the absolute, that was a trajectory off of COVID, and everyone felt like, you know what, this is what we need to do. When we did it, we stepped up, and then it's just like, what, you want more? We're exhausted. Yeah. Right?
The famous saying of healthcare heroes to zeros, you know, yes. I mean, it's just...
I've heard that it's very expensive for Providence to bring in replacement nurses, like travel nurses. So why do you think Providence feels it's worth it to bring them in and not settle the contract if it's more expensive?
It's a power situation. It's about
power.
Say more about that.
They want to maintain power over us in being able to determine when our contracts expire, if we get raises, when we get raises. I've been a nurse for 22 years, and I have not gotten a raise since 2023, and that raise was 13 cents an hour. And that's kind of how it is. And so they want to continue to maintain that power and keep the money in their pockets.
The biggest point of this is they understand if we actually achieve what our goal is here collectively, that we will actually be able to fight them in the future. And they are doing everything they can to divide us on every level they possibly can. Absolutely. The money that they're putting into doing this is to prevent us from being able to fight for our contracts in the future.
What's been the reaction of the community to the strike so far? It's less than a day, but what are you feeling in terms of patients and community?
I spent all week talking to my patients about the possibility of strike in clinic. When way behind in clinic, I'm already always behind because we see way too many patients, but extra behind talking to patients, and I felt a lot of love because they feel the care we provide, and they have been on our side. And there's no administrators talking to patients.
Right.
So we're also the ones right there in the ditches with the patients. I have felt a lot of support from our patients.
Yeah, I also, because this week has been so contentious, and obviously the moving and transferring of patients and appointments has occurred throughout this whole week. As a triage nurse in the clinic, I have heard a lot of people sharing their fears about not having, you know, somebody there to provide their care, and at the same time, still super supportive of our cause and believing in us, and that we have to do this, and that we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't necessary.
How do your jobs compare to similar jobs at different employers in this area?
I mean, our jobs are all similar. We all provide the same care, the same skill. Well, not all. I mean, but we all have the same skill. A nurse here is the same as a nurse at OSSU, the same as a nurse at Kaiser. And in comparing in our market contracts and all of that, there's no comparison. We are not as competitive on the wage level, on healthcare level, on PTO level, and on safe staffing language. All of the things that we are fighting for, we are not equal to in other hospital systems in this area.
And I was going to add, working on the labor and delivery unit, we are high volume, high acuity. We manage crazy stuff in the middle of the night. We do it really well. So a lot of other hospitals send us their hardest patients on labor and delivery. So I'm really proud to work there, and I love working there because we can handle so much. So I would say in some ways, we have a huge place in the labor and delivery maternity care in this state of Oregon, and especially here in Portland. We're proud of that, and like some ways that sets us apart.
That's wonderful. What would you say to union members at other employers in other industries who are thinking about the strike and how powerful that could be, but they're nervous about abandoning their jobs, or they're nervous about what could happen to them if they go on strike? What do you have to say to people in that position?
This is your opportunity to have a voice, and this is some of the only ways that we have to be able to fight these corporations. And if you don't do it, they will continue to win.
And it's not just for you, it's for the nurses coming in the future.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Because greed is winning in this country right now. And that's, I mean, so defeating.
Anything else to add?
You know, I just want to say that little words of thought. When Providence says that they can't compare themselves to Kaiser or OHSU, my question is, if Kaiser can manage their finances and manage their personnel and their health care benefits well, and so can OHSU, why is it that they keep saying, well, we're not them, so what are you doing with your money? Are you not budgeting well?
Where's the money?
Right? So that's my big thing. So don't tell me you're not them. Then what are you doing? Then are you mismanaging your funds?
Yeah.
Because you're not giving it back to everybody else. So you're making it so if Kaiser can manage, or it's just you can manage, Legacy can manage, why are you not managing? So that's my last take on that.
Good question. Currently, they have transferred their Providence employees out of the Providence insurance and over to Aetna. So currently, as a Providence employee, my Providence providers are not covered by my insurance, and they are in the process of trying to figure all that out. But right now, if I tried to make an appointment with my current Providence provider, I'd have to pay out of pocket till I hit my deductible.
Crazy.
And we were told when this was switched, and it was not at all bargained, that it would not affect us at all. But over the last, since January 1st, we are all running into significant issues with providers, costs of medications tripling, if not more.
Yeah.
People whose medications were covered are now $800, $900, a couple thousand dollars for some people a month. So that's another thing that we're fighting for, that they lied to us and that it wouldn't affect us by switching from Providence to Aetna. And we are definitely seeing it affect us.
Okay.
If you just joined us, you're listening to KBOO Portland Labor Radio, Providence Caregivers on Strike, with Jamie Partridge and Laura Wadlin on the picket line in Providence, St. Vincent's, Providence Seaside. If you like Labor Radio, if it informs your day, consider contributing to our non-corporate community-sponsored, listener-supported radio station. Go to kboo.fm and donate.
What's your name?
Robin.
What's your job?
I work at Providence Seaside as a nurse on meds.
Day 3 of a strike. How are you feeling?
I feel hopeful. Yeah, I'm hoping that Providence will come back to the bargaining table soon.
What are you hoping to get in a TA or a settled contract?
Who are we? Who are we?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
What are you all fighting for? What are you hoping to get in your settled contract?
I mean, respect would be nice. just increased wages, which, I mean, they have agreed to, but increased PTO. We want safe staffing. Those are two of the biggest thing that I'm hoping for.
That's what I was trying to say.
I heard that ONA is pushing to align contracts of different units around the state. Can you tell me a little about that?
Well, Providence is trying to separate us and put us on a 3-year contract, and that's something they don't want to budge on. So it would separate us from the bigger hospitals so they can just kind of jerk us around.
Yeah. Why do they want that?
So they can do what they want and get away with it.
Got it. What do they want to do that you guys are trying to push back against?
Like
they want the control, you're saying.
Yeah.
What do they want to get away with?
I mean, they want to separate us from everybody else so we don't have the strength and power, you know, like strength and number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yesterday you were wearing a sweatshirt that says Nurses versus Billionaires. Very cool. Tell me about that and what inspired you to make that. Because you made that shirt. Yeah? Okay, tell me about it.
I feel like Jennifer Burrow specifically has talked about, basically disrespected us in that we don't deserve what we're asking for.
Jennifer Burrows is?
She's the head honcho of Providence and what's going on, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she just got $200,000 raise. And
gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and just like the people that are the higher ups in Providence are, you know, it's a $30 billion company.
Yeah.
And they can't afford to just give us basic human rights like healthcare.
Right. What's been the response from the community here in Seaside?
I think it's good. It's pretty supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only a couple negative things said when people walk by or pass by, but it's positive for the most part.
So lots of cars honking and stuff. What kind of preparation did you do before the strike? You know, because this is indefinite, so you know, you're striking until you decide you're not. Mm-hmm. So what things did you and your coworkers do to prepare for an open-ended strike?
Just trying to educate and save money and talk about the hardship fund and things that are available to us for resources.
Mm-hmm. You all struck a couple years ago in 2023, right? Did that experience change things for the unit at Seaside? What was that experience like, and how did that lead into the strike now?
I think it was more empowering because it showed people that if we stand together, we can make change happen. Mm-hmm. So,
what would you say to a healthcare worker who is looking at your strike and feels inspired and thinks it's really cool, but isn't in a union? Maybe a non-union nurse somewhere or a doctor at Providence or something. What do you say to someone in that situation?
I would thank them for their support and, you know, tell them that the union is a great thing and union makes changes and makes it a fair work environment.
Okay. Awesome. What's your name?
My name is Rich Cagnete.
What's your job?
I'm a MedCert RN here at Providence Seaside.
How long have you worked here?
Honestly, 8 months. I've only been working with Providence Seaside for 8 months.
Nice. What's your name?
Megan Schecker.
What's your job?
I'm an RN at Providence Seaside Hospital.
How long have you worked here?
Almost 4 years.
Day 3 of the strike. How are you feeling about it?
I feel very supported by our community. I feel very supported by other nurses. And I think that the more that we actually stay in strike, the more benefits or the more likelihood of better benefits that we might get in the future.
However, we are a small hospital, so we don't have as much support as Portland, which is a bit frustrating. So we tend to kind of get pushed to the wayside by Providence a lot more because they think they can, because we don't have as much support here.
Mm-hmm. Got it. How are your coworkers feeling about the open-ended indefinite strike?
It's quite a scare for all of us, but with great information given by us by ONA, it's getting clarified and it's easier to understand why it was an open-ended situation rather than a closed-ended strike.
I definitely agreed with the open-ended. However, it was scary for a lot of people, and especially since we're a very small hospital, I know compared to the last strike, a lot less people were going to want to be on strike.
Yeah. So what are you fighting for? Why did you decide to make that big leap and say, okay, we got to do it?
Well, for me, I love supporting my fellow nurses. I love supporting what they have passed. Given that they've been working here for so long, the support that I have is just what they need more to make sure that they have better benefits. The disparities in all wages, health benefits, and all such should be closer to what's given to other hospitals and other Providence hospitals.
So other nurses at different employers have a different situation than you?
For the most part, I believe so. Like I said, I'm a new nurse, and I don't have those kinds of disparities towards me yet because I don't know anything. So what I'm doing now is learning what I need to learn so in the future I can make better decisions.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was the question?
So,
How does your job compare to similar jobs at different employers like Legacy or OHSU or something like, or Kaiser?
I mean, it kind of depends on who you ask. I do know our health benefits are not as great. We pay a lot more out of pocket. And honestly, a lot of us have second jobs or we rely on being able to pick up shifts. But right now we can't. We've been getting put on low census every other week. So we've been making a lot less.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the most important thing that you hope you get as a result of this strike?
Oh, gosh. Really, mostly support. A lot of us, I mean, we're a small town, but we are a tourist town, and it's not cheap to live here. It's not cheap to live here. It's not. We don't have as many healthcare options, so most of the time we're driving to Portland, which costs even more money.
Oh, wow.
So our health benefits definitely don't cover that.
You drive to Portland to get healthcare for yourself?
Yep. Almost every time. A lot of time we just don't have what we need.
And that's because just the services you need aren't here?
Most of the time, yes.
Wow. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you hoping for as the result of the strike?
Just like her, I would love to see more benefits, health benefits that's given to us nurses or any employees to begin with, to have better services to be provided to us at a lower cost, hopefully, just so it's easier for us and for other members of our family to live a little bit more safely here in the coast. Like my friend had mentioned, it is a tourist coast, so yeah. A lot of the things here are a lot more expensive, or at least a little bit pricier than what you would see in other towns.
This strike is coordinated across various facilities in Providence, in Oregon, like St. Vincent, Portland, Newburgh, so many others. What's the significance of that to you?
For us, being the little guy, having the big guys support us, it makes a huge difference because they have supports we can never dream of. Unfortunately, people think that because we're small, we should make less money, but a lot of the time, we're actually doing more jobs than they are because we don't have those specialties. We don't have those little groups that are going to do that for us. We're a jack of all trades.
So why does it matter to you that it's coordinated across facilities, not one by one?
To me, it just shows like how the Providence nurses are standing up together in solidarity to make sure that all of our voices are heard, all of our needs are made known, just so everyone that needs to make a decision can make a decision faster, better, and make sure that everyone benefits in both sides, not just one, of course.
Right now, there's a hospital in California. They've been on strike for 3 months because it's open-ended, but that's because they are the only hospital striking. And unfortunately, the company can outlast them because they have more money. Nurses, we don't have as much money as the big corps, so we need that mass support.
So it's more strategic to do it together. I've heard Providence has brought in travel nurses and other replacement labor. I've heard that's pretty expensive for them to do. So why do you think Providence is making the calculation that it's worth it to force a strike, bring in expensive replacement labor? Like, why aren't they just agreeing to what you're asking for?
One is power, their ability to put us further down, but also I think by their calculations they think that the mass amount of money they're spending will be less than what they'd be spending on a better contract.
Okay. What do you think?
I feel that for what I believe could be a short-term loss for them could be a longer-term gain in the future. Similarly, we're doing the same thing but in the opposite direction. We're fighting for our benefits, for our care, for anything that could make our lives and work our lives better by working for them. I feel like we're unheard. The disparities in all, we do feel unheard and unsupported by the bigger guys. We are just small people. We would love to be one of those big guys one day, but yeah, I think we all start somewhere else.
If you all get what you're fighting for in the contract, what would be the effect for Providence patients?
Well, unfortunately, it's kind of a dangerous job being a nurse. A lot of us get hurt. It's unfortunate. So we don't have the support for that. I'm hoping with this new contract that we have the support to be able to support those patients, but also support us too. Because if we're not supported, then we can't take care of them.
Right, right. What do you think the effect will be for patients if you win?
For what my friend here mentioned, I feel the same. With support from our employers, to increase safety, to increase better patient ratios, we nurses are able to formulate plans easier and better to take care of patients that are in need. Yes, it might take a long time to, work our way there, but I feel that the more that we practice safe ratio practicing as a nurse, it will help take care of people. It will get them healed up better and easier and faster, and then hopefully the turnover of patients will be better that way as well.
What would you say to someone who is thinking about going on strike, but they're really nervous and they're not sure they want to go through with it?
Short term, this isn't great, obviously. Some of us have other options, jobs we can pick up, stuff we can do. Some of us have family support, some of us don't. But in the long term, if we don't strike, then it's going to negatively affect them. It's going to benefit them if they do strike long term.
For the most part, striking in the short term will just get you to understand why your fellow nurses are needing this. You're supported, you're with other nurses feeling the same thing, you're with other nurses feeling the same disparities you're feeling. So support your fellow nurses, support those who came before us, support those who will come after us, and that way the benefits will come and for longer years to come, for sure.
Also, I think the more of us that strike, the better of a contract we're going to get.